Seventh and final lesson, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. The Apostle Paul marvels that Jesus, who is God Almighty, came humbly at Christmas to save his people. And he tells of the eternal glory that has been bestowed upon Jesus because of his saving work on behalf of his people. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, at Christmas, we're used to thinking of Jesus as a little baby, born away in a manger, all meek and mild. And we're often seeing sentimental images of him in a stable, surrounded by farm animals and his loving parents. And that Bethlehem nativity scene, centered around humble little Jesus, warms our hearts. But Christmas is much more than just that. It also marks the coming of God's eternal King of Kings into our world. In the words of some of the carols that we've been singing this evening, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. But Jesus is also much more than just another earthly ruler in the long line of rulers before him. He is also Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so we sing, O come, Emmanuel. At Christmas, God himself became a human being, and he came to live among us. Jesus is God's light come into the spiritual darkness that plagues our world. But why? What was the point of Jesus' coming at that first Christmas? Although Jesus is indeed God in the flesh, and he is the great and eternal King of Kings, he wasn't born in a palace or in a castle, and he wasn't first received by the elite of the world or the rich or the famous or the powerful. But rather, when God came to us in Jesus, he came gently and humbly. He was born in a small town, in a stable, and first received by ordinary people, like shepherds. In the words of our final Bible lesson from Philippians, Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. God stepped down from heaven in humility because he came for everyone. He came for you. And God's gift of forgiveness of sins and the new and eternal life which is offered to all who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Paradoxically, it wasn't won through his glory or his power, but through Jesus' ultimate act of humility, when Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And how amazing is that? That God, the eternal King of Kings, would humbly come to earth and die to rescue us. However, while the story of Christianity begins with the humble birth of Jesus, it does not end there. Christ will soon return. But this time, he will come in the fullness of the glory and the majesty and the power of God. When he comes, he will finally end all evil and injustice, and he will judge all things as the rightful king, and he will judge all human beings, the living and the dead. And this is something that should fill each of us with humility. If we consider the moral state of the world and the mess that we've together built it into, as well as the moral state of ourselves. So what should we do? Well, now, in this time of life here on earth when Jesus came to be with us in his humility, entrust yourself to God's humble King, because he loves you. As the Bible says in the Gospel of John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." We can entrust ourselves to this gentle Jesus, born on Christmas Day, so that on that last day of judgment, when he returns in glory, he will welcome us, and we might rise to eternal life and come home to be with him and all the faithful departed and live in his heavenly glory forever. If you would like to know more about this Jesus and his gift of new and eternal life, you would be very, very welcome to do so by meeting with us here at Berwick Anglican Church. We're here every Sunday. And you would also be very welcome to meet with one of the many other local Christian churches with our brothers and sisters across Melbourne or across the world. So in the name of Jesus Christ, the humble King, may God bless you and your friends and your families, and may you have a Merry Christmas. Amen.